Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends, available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses energetic materials, new special ops helicopters, and the Army's next-gen squad weapon award. First, should a conflict break out tomorrow in the South China Sea over Taiwan, the U.S. military could be at a tactical disadvantage. China is making fast advances in the chemicals used as propellants, pyrotechnics, and explosives known as energetic materials. China and other adversaries are developing weapons using more powerful chemicals that can propel warheads longer distances or allow ships and planes to carry more munitions. They can be made smaller and lighter, yet still pack the same explosive punch. A recent study found that energetics development in the United States has stagnated, in part because the Defense Department has not prioritized increased explosive power, greater range, smaller form factor, or other characteristics. Hence, the U.S. military has continued to rely on the same critical chemicals it has since the 1940s, RDX and HMX. They were developed 120 and 70 years ago, respectively. A more powerful material called CL-20 was developed in the 1980s, but it is not used by the United States today. The collapse of the Soviet Union reduced the urgency for more powerful explosives. The cost of testing and fielding the new material was high. There was also no requirement, so the acquisition community had no interest in CL-20. China experimented with it and has incorporated CL-20 into weapon systems. It is 40% more powerful than HMX explosives in some applications. Now, experts are rethinking how to approach energetics development to invigorate the industrial base and inform requirements. If advanced energetic materials or the effects those materials deliver are not baked into requirements, acquisition officials aren't going to take risks on new materials. One challenge facing the energetics community is improving the relationship between itself and acquisition officials. Another issue is targeting the Pentagon, according to one Defense Department official. The community needs to put it in the context of creating a warfighting advantage in order to catch their attention. In addition, there is a need to reinvigorate the manufacturing base for energetic materials. The supply chain for energetics spans the globe. Often, the Pentagon does not know who is supplying the chemicals that contractors and their subcontractors source. As a result, some chemical producers have left the market, which has led to China being the sole source of many critical chemicals used in U.S. weapons. And, in cases where materials are produced in the United States, it is often at one facility, creating backlogs and single points of failure. Two primary areas of focus will be developing supply chain diversity and resilience and building a bridge between the requirements and acquisition personnel and the scientists and innovators. Next, the Army is working on developing two new Speedy helicopters, and Special Operations Command expects them both to one day be in its inventory. Special Operations Command flies three helicopter models, the AMH-6 Light Attack Assault Little Bird, the MH-60 Medium Attack Assault Aircraft, and the MH-47 Heavy Assault Aircraft. They could be deployed anywhere in the world with short notice and do mostly night missions at low altitude and at high speed. This requires very unique capabilities, a SOCOM official said. Meanwhile, the Army, under its Future Vertical Lift program, is developing the Future Attack and Reconnaissance Aircraft for assault and scouting missions, and the Future Long-Range Assault Aircraft to replace the Black Hawk. The three hallmarks of the Future Vertical Lift program include increasing the speed and range of the aircraft and creating a modular open system architecture. The latter suits special ops because of its history of modifying helicopters for special missions. Unlike the legacy aircraft, the command is deeply embedded In the Future Vertical Lift Development, there are two competitors for each program, Bell Helicopter and Sikorsky for FARA and Bell going against a Sikorsky-Boeing team for the Black Hawk replacement. The Rotary Wing Office is conducting studies with the four teams to follow how to incorporate unique special ops requirements into the designs. SOCOM expects to receive prototypes around the same time as the Army, so it can start on the modifications as soon as possible. The current projected date for fielding the two aircraft isn't until 2035, a command official noted. There might not be a complete replacement for several years beyond 2035, especially when it comes to the Little Bird. The new Scout aircraft will have longer rotor blades. The Little Bird's 40-foot-long rotor blades are more sustainable to flying in the urban canyons found in large cities, meaning the command will want to keep some in the inventory. The increased speed will allow commandos to arrive at a destination quicker. They often have to proceed to an objective on foot in the cover of darkness and make it back before light, so the time saved in the air could give them more time on the ground. Last, after years of development and intense competition between major gunmakers, the Army announced in April that Sig Sauer Incorporated will manufacture the service's next-generation squad weapons. The 10-year firm fixed-price follow-on production contract is worth $4.5 billion and covers the delivery of two variations of the weapon, the XM5 rifle and the XM250 automatic rifle. The Army wants to deploy the first unit of new weapons in the spring or summer of next year, the company's CEO said. The weapons will be paired with the XM157 fire control, a ruggedized advanced fire control system that increases accuracy and lethality for the close combat force and is made by Vortrex Optics. The XM5 rifle will replace the M4 carbine used by the close combat force, while the XM250 automatic rifle will replace the M249 squad automatic weapon. Each weapon will also come with the Sig Sauer suppressors meant to reduce harmful gas backflow, sound effects, and flash. Both fire 6.8mm ammunition, an innovative bullet that is faster, more lethal, and has greater accuracy than what is currently being used by the Army, Sig Sauer's CEO said. Historically, increasing the lethality and speed of a bullet required manufacturers to also increase cartridge size to accommodate for the increased pressure needed to shoot. Additionally, the weapons would also have to get bigger and heavier. Sig Sauer developed a lightweight metallic casting to pair with the 6.8mm ammunition already designed and manufactured by the United States. This allows a cartridge to withstand more pressure than conventional ammunition, resulting in greater velocity and accuracy without having to make the weapon physically bigger. The longer range is needed by the Army, officials have said. The new weapon will also lighten soldiers' loads. In all, the contract calls for a total of 400,000 weapons and 1 billion rounds of ammunition from Sig Sauer, according to the company. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org and look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million stores across the United States.